I'm assuming those are from Copper Grill. Those are fantastic. So pat on the back. Okay. Shelly is here, and I know Shelly's got to go work, so we're going to get her in and out. I know you got better things to do than hang out with us. Shelly is one of our premier sales folks. And when she's around here, I say the premier sales folks. But when, you know, the other people are around, I don't like to hurt their feelings. So Football 101 is coming up next Tuesday. I just learned that Wally Hall will be in attendance. So if you're looking for a selling point, ladies and gentlemen, Wally Hall is exactly what you're looking for. In addition to that, though, Matt Jones will be there, David Basil, and others. Give us the rundown on how much, when, where, what.
David Basil will be there.
It just came to my attention on Facebook this morning that there's a misconception that I've got a friend who is a huge football fan who just said, well, I'm not coming because I already know about football. I love football more than the men in my family, so why would I come? Mm-hmm. Well, here we
go. That was Marnie?
No, it actually is a friend of mine named Mary Kay. Those of us that love football are the ones that enjoy it the most. Here's the deal. We're going to be at War Memorial. We're going to be in the locker room. You've got the opportunity to go on the field if you want to. We're going to be in the Letterman's Club. We're going to be upstairs in the press room.
Even in the press box?
Press box.
The hallowed grounds of the press box?
Women in the press box, Wally. What's next? Women at Augusta?
Wow.
If you're a football fan, you're going to have the opportunity to hang out with 20 former Razorbacks, because that's who we've got this year. From Matt Jones back to Billy Moore and Jerry Lamb. We've got Cedric Cobbs, Marcus Elliott, Anthony Lucas. We've got a great lineup of former Razorbacks there. We've got 12 vendors selling spectacular wares. So it's shopping, cocktails, former Razorbacks, and you've got the opportunity to learn stuff. I mean, if you don't know about football, come learn. If you love football, come hang out, have a girls' night out,
girls'
do
night
some
out
shopping.
With wine. Like,
I know, right?
I'm totally like, who wouldn't show up to this?
Yes, and if all you know is Canadian football, this is the place for you.
Exactly.
I'm not saying you.
I'll ship my grandma down on
Tuesday night. It's at War Memorial. The best thing to do is go online now and get tickets. They're $30 in advance. It's $35 at the door. It doesn't matter what the weather is because we're in the air conditioning. But go to the Buzz website, 1037thebuzz.com. Go ahead and pre-order your tickets before they sell out.
Yeah, you don't want to get out there and it be sold out and you get turned away.
No.
That would be embarrassing.
It's the most fun girls' night out for anybody that is even interested in football.
Yeah.
It's David's favorite night of the year.
It is. Isn't it? This is his Super Bowl.
And of course, Baz will be there.
I was about to say, he ain't missing this.
Well, the bottom line is, I don't know exactly what's going to go on as far as content goes, but I do know there are a lot of great personalities. There will be plenty of fun and charisma, so it'll be a good time. So
I always learn something. I mean, my dad played with Jerry Lamb and Billy Moore, so I mean, I've grown up on football, but I learn something every year.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's
Who's
always
your dad?
Interesting.
Tommy Sane, he was defense.
Yeah, I remember.
See, he's so cute that you guys can talk about stuff like this. It's nice. But, yeah, it'll be fun. So, go online. Is it on the Buzz website?
Buzz website, yes.
I just want to make
Football
sure.
Football 101 for ladies.
Okay.
Ladies only.
I've been out of the loop so bad. Next year, I'm not taking any vacation. It's like you leave for a week. It takes 3 weeks to catch up. I'm so behind.
You timed it so that you were gone during important events, though.
I didn't really mean to, because I would have loved to have hung out of the lotion for the week. That would have been awesome. That's like a vacation in and of itself, but I kind of blew that. Speaking of, let me get Richard in here. Hi, Richard.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
This is a question for you and, well, whoever might know. Being that Wally spent so much time with Mr. Stevens, I was just curious, this goes back to what you guys were talking about a minute ago. Are they looking to get any kind of a USGA event or possibly a PGA?
Yeah, Christina, are they?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay. Well, so there you go, Richard. Sorry.
And even if I did, I probably couldn't talk about it.
That's the truth. That's closer.
And let me clear something up. All that time I spent with Mr. Stevens was one short lunch. He happened to sit down as I finished, and I thought, well, I can't get up and leave.
Yeah.
And so we chatted for maybe 15 minutes. So I got nothing.
See, when he sits down at the table I'm sitting at, just like when you sit down at my table, I just try not to say anything stupid for 10 minutes.
How many times do you get to have lunch with a billionaire?
Not very often. Almost never. Gary Adams on the line. Is this the Gary Adams?
Yes, sir.
Or just a Gary Adams?
This is Gary Adams, yes.
Hi, Gary Adams.
Yes, sir, Mr. Acri.
Yes, sir, what's up?
I'm plugging something that I just saw a small blurb in the paper a couple of days ago, and it starts tomorrow, and I'm surprised it hasn't gotten more coverage. It's the Mid-South Regional American Legion Baseball Tournament, and it's Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. and it's in North Little Rock, and I would just like to give a plug. I think they start tomorrow morning at 09:30 and run until they can declare a winner. I know Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is pretty well set. There's two games in the morning and then two games in the afternoon, and I just found it on the website, but I think it's a semi-big deal to push baseball here locally, so if you could sort of stay on top of that and maybe get Wally to put something in the paper about it. I know the team's coming in and the local baseball fans would appreciate it. It's at Burns Park at DeSalvo Field.
All right. Gary, appreciate the plug. The problem we get hung up with on that is there are, unfortunately, so many. And, you know, if you start mentioning them, I feel like we leave too many out. It's not that we try to avoid it. I mean, and it's great for people to call and plug them. I'm fine with that. But it's just one of those deals where it's hard to get to all that. There's so many baseball leagues and so many different age groups and so many different events. And anyway, but thank you. Yes, let's do that. Also, next week, it's a busy week.
Yeah.
Because next Thursday at Verizon Arena as well, Ray Lewis is coming to town.
And who's introducing him?
Yes, yeah. Mr. Acree.
Apparently they ran out of ideas on that.
You wanted a little praise? Here we go.
All right, thanks. Yes, this is Thursday night at Verizon St. Mark Baptist Church, presenting a Night of Champions. Two-time Super Bowl champ, ESPN analyst now, Ray Lewis. Chance to hear his amazing story of triumph. And Ray's obviously got a great story going back to his youth. It is Thursday at 7 o'clock at Verizon. Tickets at $27.50, and I will be introducing him. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say something that makes Mr. Lewis happy.
And we have a contest on our website right now where you can win a meet and greet with Ray Lewis if you go to our contest page.
This is the deal where you guess the movie clips? Is this?
Yes, okay. You guess the movie clips.
Go to 1037thebuzz.com, contest page. You guess all the movie clips. I think you send the email to Chuck Gatlin on exactly what, and whoever gets the most right.
And it's right before the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So I'm suddenly ineligible for this great prize.
I think you can probably get in. Can you how do you get in on the meet and greet? Can other folks do that too?
It's just the winners.
Wow.
Winners from 1037 The Buzz.
Do they get to meet you too, Justin?
Oh,
Justin will be there.
Do you think they'll be able to tell us apart? I mean, I do look a lot like a two-time Super Bowl champion. I hope they can. I'm excited about it. I'm a little nervous, obviously. I don't know what I'm going to say to introduce Mr. Lewis, but I'll do the best I can. Some Keith Lee service coming live, fan feedback, and Shelley, we will see you at Football 101 next Tuesday.
Thank you.
And you're coming.